The information provided on this podcast does not and is not intended to constitute legal advice. Listeners should contact their attorney to obtain advice with respect to any particular legal matter.
Welcome back to our talk with Herman Wangai, freedom fighter for West Papua. In the previous episode, we discussed the human rights violations, the West Papuan peaceful protests, and Dr. Tom Wangai, who's a nationalist leader and advocate for self-determination and Melanesian identity. We also discussed the discrimination his people face, specifically targeting West Papuans. In this episode, we talk about how West Papua needs to be part of the United Nations agenda.
Can you confirm for me something that I sort of read on the internet where I know there was a referendum that you talked about earlier where 1,025 people that voted for that, and it seems to be that it wasn't done properly. And this is the news that I've heard on the internet, and I wanted you to confirm and see if this is what really happened. And they say that there was a referendum that just recently happened, and the people of the West Papuan people were able to vote on that. Do you recall anything like that? Or
we don't have any referendum yet in West Papua.
But the New York Agreement, the 1969 New York Agreement, was not carried out properly. It was a one man, one vote. But then they thinned out the vote by using a disproportionate number of men and giving them the opportunity to vote, which was disrespectful to the indigenous people of West Papua and not representative of what the indigenous people want.
Under the agreement, if they say one man, one vote, imagine one man, one vote. That's a language that's
each man gets a vote.
West Papuan people need to vote, not just only for a few people that they just hand pick up. Like
that's
from
right.
So it's like something like they always say, okay, West Papua, we had referendum before. What kind of language of you try to explain to me about the referendum? So like when people ask me, West Papuan have referendum before or not? Like, oh no, we never had experience about the referendum thing. That's not a referendum. That's just only certain people that's handpicked by the Indonesian government, 1,025 people, and they just choose them, and then under gunpoint, they doctrine them, they taught them to choose to be part of Indonesia. If not, that tongue, they might be cut by the Indonesian official because that's under gunpoint. That's why one of the Indonesian military official commander say, if you want to vote for your freedom, you need to find another planet. You need to go to moon. You need to go to the moon. You need to go to the star. You need to go to live in different planet, so you can fight there, you can build your nation there, but not in this land. That's something that Indonesian official military say to the West Papuan people in that time in 1969. His name is Ali Murtopo. He said to West Papua clearly. So something is like the language they use. It's still same language they used in the recent years. One of the West Papua Indonesian officials said to West Papuan people, okay, now you get support from the Melanesian country, so you should go to live in the Melanesian country like Vanuatu or Solomon Island or Papua New Guinea. You not live in West Papua. So something that's a discrimination. The language they try to use is like try to discriminate West Papua up until today.
Discriminate and steal. They're trying to steal your own land. That's Pacific territory. You are related to us as Pacific people, West Papuan people, and the Southeast Asians, the Indonesian government is trying to rip that from your hands. Your ancestors created that land. That land is created from the skin and bones of West Papuan people, and the Indonesian government is trying to unfairly take it.
Right, right. That's something that they did this for many years, for almost 50 years. So because of the economic interest, they knew that. They knew that, like in West Papua, it's one of the rich country in the Pacific region.
Now we can.
This is something that Indonesian government doesn't want to lose West Papuan people. Okay, Timor, you could get your freedom, but West Papua not. This is something that they try to make it the West Papua not to have the to have the freedom to have the own country. So because that's the interest to digging all the natural resources, one of the natural resources in West Papua is gold. So we just not only gold, but we have oil. Oil is one of the natural resources in West Papua. Oil, gold, and you name it, there are a lot of natural resources in West Papua we have. But for almost 50 years, we don't have any benefit from those natural resources we have. So something that, West Papuan believe that we should get our freedom to be recognized by international community. Something that now I'm doing here in United States, and try to lobbying U.S. government, try to lobbying United Nations to recognize the West Papuan political right, including human rights, our own country, to have our own country, so we can manage our natural resources according to the West Papuan law, country, mm-hmm. West Papua constitution that we have now. Mm-hmm. So it's something that I'm really
that's important.
Would like to see any change in tomorrow. Yeah.
You guys have the largest gold mine in the world, which still it's something Leoma and I discovered as we researched a topic in another interview. And that shocks me, because with as many movies are made and a lot of media attention, the idea that the largest gold mine in the world is in the Pacific, is in our own homeland, and it's specifically in West Papua. It's very special. And I can see why their hands have a deathly grip on your territory. And it sounds like they're trying to extinguish your people so they can enjoy the resources and the land for themselves.
Right, right. That's something that, when we learn from the Indonesian education system, it's a lot of brainwash they created in West Papua. It's a lot of things that they try to touch our West Papuan people to be like part of South Asia or something, ASEAN people or something. So they, West Papua is ASEAN. It's not Melanesian. It's not Pacific.
To people. Remove your culture. Right. Try to so rob you of your culture.
That's something that's been, they've been doing this for almost 50 years. So try to making West Papua look like them. And then I say, we can learn Indonesian language. I can speak Indonesian. You can teach me about national anthem of Indonesia. I can sing, Indonesian national anthem, but I cannot be Indonesia. I cannot be Indonesia. So I'm West Papuan. So we have rights according to the international standard. West Papua have rights. We are Melanesian. We are different with the Indonesian. So we are different with the Indonesian. So something is like, the government treating us different when first time they took over our country in 1963 up until today. So they treat West Papua is different with the other part of Indonesia. So something that they are already sending the message clear to international community that West Papua is not part of Indonesia. It should be get their independence. Should be they have their own country. So something that. We believe that West Papua should be let us free and let us governing ourselves according to our own culture, according to our political belief that we need to have our country so we can get our freedom without any bloodshed again happening in tomorrow morning. So there's something that. Even though like I'm away from my country for almost a few years now, it's like something that I'm fighting for, so we see something is changed for tomorrow. Because if we don't fight, nothing changed. So we need to fight, continue fight to remind international communities that West Papua should get their freedom. So something we are funding. We learned that we get more support from the people in the Pacific. So it's something that we admire our brothers and sisters in the Pacific region. And there are now a couple of countries in the Pacific. They are stood up for West Papua when they come to the United Nations for the United Nations General Assembly. And then they speak up about in West Papua that something is wrong. There's something wrong in the past. This should be solved today by United Nations. So that is something that I look at that for.
All right.
Changed,
and so, gosh, that's sounds like it's really terrible what's going on over there. And I thank you for all the, the details that you just mentioned about what's going on over there. I'm curious to find out what, not in terms of what the international community has done to with this, and then also with, what's the United States involvement in this. And I know back in 2005. There's American Samoa has a representative in Congress. He just recently passed away, Eni Falemavaenga.
Yeah.
But he was really gung-ho about this, what's going on in West Papua. And I think, so in 2005, he passed a bill which essentially instructed the state of Secretary of State of the U.S. to go through the whole historical scheme of how the Act of Free Choice came about in West Papua. And so the response from the United Nations was, and of course he had to have the Secretary of State ask the United Nations to kind of go through this. And I think if you can add more to this, the only thing as far as what the United Nations has done thus far is I think they sanctioned Indonesia. But as far as getting to the crux of what's going on over there in terms of what the people of Indonesia really, of West Papua really want, hasn't been settled. And I know you've talked about, it seems like you've got to the core of this, that there's a lot of natural resources of, in West Papua, the gold and all the stuff that you mentioned. It seems to me that, everyone is, just hush about what's going on. And I know you've gone to a lot of measures in terms of, it seems like you're doing it right now too, because you're in Washington, D.C. trying to protest of what's going on in Washington and West Papua by lobbying people in the United Nations.
Right.
This has been going on for years. And do you see any progress thus far, like in terms of, are you seeing any progress in terms of where the people of West Papua wants to be? Is it getting closer to that? And I know there's a lot of issues too that's involved, because it's been so much, it's been so long. And then, of course, gears are going to add. And I know you talked about the brainwashing thing going on, like this, you want to be part of our country, you want to be. And then can you it seems to me like what sort of progress has been made and thus far? Do you see any progress? And do you see that, does anyone really do care about what's going on in West Papua as far as the international community is concerned? And not only that, as far as the U.S. is concerned. So kind of talk about that and see where, what do we need to do as Pacific Islanders, and what the international community needs to do? It seems to me that do you have anyone that you would want to say like we've done this and they haven't done anything? Could you kind of, who hasn't done their role, so to speak? Because it seems to me like you're pointing to is it the United Nations or is it, but. I don't want to stretch it out too far, but if you can kind of narrow it down to, has there been any progress? And if you can touch on some of those subjects too, that'll be helpful too.
Yes, I think in the last few years now, at the United Nations level, there is a progress is happening. That's something that West Papuan people, we do believe that West Papua need to be part of the United Nations agenda. Something mm-hmm. that we never had the experience in 1969. So in the last few years, there are a few Pacific Islanders countries in the Pacific. They give their voice at the United Nations podium in New York. So there's something that in the last 50 years we never had that experience. Mm. So it's something that as a West Papuan people, we see that a lot of progress happening, and also a lot of international human rights group, supporter group is happening in the different corner in the round of world, especially in the Pacific region. So something that from the level at the United Nations, share now, it's like there's a little progress about it. But need more UN to acting on that because they just came every year to give the speech at the United Nations General Assembly. But if at the UN, need to act. And also there is one progress we learned about the at the United Nations on Human Rights Commission representative want to visit West Papua, but Indonesian government doesn't allow them to visit West Papua. There's something like at the United Nations level, we learned the progress a little bit about how the United Nations people represented, they wanted to visit West Papua, but Indonesian government doesn't allow mm-hmm. that. So this is something that's like, it's a problem now at the Indonesian itself. They don't want any international representative to visit West Papua. It's like West Papua is still closed yet. But at the campaign here in US, like you mentioned earlier about mm-hmm. it's honor to have Congressman Ernie Paloma Vega when he was alive, and he did a great job to advocate West Papua at the U.S. Congress, and they had a congressional hearing in 2010. And after he passed away, even though he passed away, but saw that in the process of the human rights issue, even though U.S. government itself doesn't recognize the political platform of West Papua to be get the freedom out of Indonesia, but they recognize human rights violation is still happening in West Papua. This is something that Indonesian government still hasn't improved yet to international community. If like we read a lot of, read a few report from the human rights report from the U.S. State Department, it's very clear about the human rights issue in West Papua. It's like nothing changed there. So it's something like U.S. government is still recognized that there are a lot of human rights abuses happening in West Papua. Indonesian government no attention to solve that, to solve the problem because of the human rights violation happening in West Papua because of the cause of the human rights violation because West Papuan people, they demand, desire West Papuan to get their freedom. That's something that because of the desire of West Papua get their freedom, they got killed, people stay in prison for many years, for 10 years, 15 years because of the political belief. So there's something making the human rights situation in is nothing changed. So at the U.S. government, like I say, they recognize that human rights violation is still happening there, and that's a part of like my lobbying here with our West Papuan representative. We are like we say West Papuan Human Rights Center. here we just established this year, try to raise our concern to United States to highlight the human rights issue need to be solved by international community. So West Papua should be get the self-determination. So we are lobbying now for the U.S. Congress, and yeah, I'm hoping that also we need to get the our brothers and sisters here in U.S., especially from Pacific Islanders community in different states in U.S. We need to collaborate to be West Papuan voice in U.S. So we can send our letter, say make a phone call to different U.S. Congress members at the U.S. Congress at the Senate level to address our concern about what's happening in West Papua, because human rights issues are still happening and nothing changed there under Indonesian government regulation. And we need to U.S. government need to holding the congressional hearing like our former U.S. Congress man Annie Falome Mafega in the subcommittee on the Pacific region section,
right,
to hold the congressional hearing. So something that we would like to have that again, so we can approve to U.S. government. That's something that there's nothing happened according to the U.S. the Department report. So we would like to have the congressional hearing. So something I also work together with the different friends, our West Papuan friends, American advocacy group here. We also now in for instance in Virginia. I live in Virginia, and we've been received one letter from the Senator Tim Kaine, recognized that one of the short film documentary about my testimony about what's happening in West Papua in the last 50 years in my own experience. And they recognized that documentary about the human rights violation is happening in West Papua. So it's something that I thankfully for that, for the how the Senator Tim Kaine recognize that, and also with the Congressman Jerry Kennolly from the Virginia representative. So they recognize that. There's something that, but I mean, we need more. We need more the congressional representative to be the voice of West Papua. So I'm hoping there is a new sanction on Indonesia. It's not like sanction just only about military, sanction about the military operation. That's something that's happening. I think in the, like you mentioned, that's a sanction that's been given by the U.S. towards Indonesia, the sanction on military, military aid or something. So I would like to see that something
something more than that.
Yeah, now stop the giving military aid to the training, or stop military training towards the Indonesian. Stop giving the training to the Indonesia. Something that we are really concerned about because of the military operation in West Papua. So.
Thank you for listening. Please join us for our next episode on Pacifica Issues Podcast.